You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can taste it.
You are now tuning in to Zion, the Archangel, The Revolution, Your Addiction, Aviana, Miss Niecy, JJ, and your girl, the plus size Boo Sajoya.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. When you phone. I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio.
This is WATB 1420 AM, YULradio.com. I'm your host, Zion Archangel of Radio. I'm joined by the first lady of YUL,
what,
the plus size boots to join it.
What? No. Team Ratchet today, right?
And the master of everything, fan zone and sports, JJ.
What?
Hey, but guess what I got for y'all today?
Let's hear some more gossip.
All right, you know that Chris Brown, Drake, they was beefing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now they back together.
Right.
Rumor has it recorded in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the rumor is that they're recording a diss record for Rihanna to air her out.
Oh, I heard
just
that.
Both of them going off on her. Ah, I like to see it.
Yeah,
let's air the dirty laundry.
That's a female move.
That is a female move, but this will be really cool.
Yeah.
No, that's not cool. Especially for Drake. I mean, you got time to diss Rihanna. You can go and come back with Kendrick, boo. That's all I'm saying. Like,
but guess who's going to be on the remix? Meek Mill. She dated all three of them.
Oh!
So. No. That is the female
man. That's crazy. I didn't know she just dates
everybody.
Rihanna, no. Are you gonna date me? For real? Come on now, geez. I could dance like Chris.
Bust a move right now, please, so we can post it on whyyourradio.com so the listeners can see that JJ really can.
From YULradio.com, we have a return by Chef Jayon.
Yes.
And we also have
Roller Derby Girls. We have the Atlanta Roller Derby Girls. Hate Ashbury.
Woo!
Agent Mulder.
Agent Mulder.
Yes, yes.
Sissy. We got them all. Elbows.
We got them in the building. YULradio.com.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aviana, your hostess with the mostest, bringing you all of the industry's addictions and fixes. Yeah. What's up, you guys? This is your girl Aviana with your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes. Okay, so the Kardashians are back at it. I'm not talking about Kim, Khloe, or Kourtney. I'm talking about Kendall and Kylie, you guys. They were caught in West Hollywood at Vinette Lounge, which is a 21 and over club. They were caught inside, you guys, and it's all over TMZ, the media, everywhere. So the bouncer or somebody they must have called had to escort them out. And the picture that they have on TMZ is basically Kendall and Kylie like covered in like a men's coat, a jacket. So you can't see their faces at all. You can't even see like the upper half of their body. They're completely covered. So the story is the bouncer says the girls presented 21 and over ID, so they were legitimately let in. My thing is, you have to be under a damn rock to not know who Kendall and Kylie are, because it's just, the whole story is just absurd. So he claims that, oh, I don't know the Kardashian girls, and I didn't know Kendall and Kylie. And if I did, I would have never guessed they were under 21. Well, they are. And they're even under 18. You know, 116, 117. So it's all over the media. And they said they could be cited. They might be cited. But since they were caught in the act, possibly not. So, Kendall and Kylie, I know you want to go clubbing, but you still have a couple more years, even to even get into the 18-year-old clubs, much less a topless club. Yes, this one was topless. So, hopefully, Mama Jenna can save him from this one. I mean, she saved Kim, right, after her sex video and stuff like that. But, you know, it made the whole family million. So, hopefully, something good will come out of this and more money will go in their pockets. I don't know, you guys. You know, it's always something crazy with the Kardashian clique. I'm your girl, Aviana, with your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes. And don't forget, for more stories or to review my past stories, visit me at yulradio.com and check me out on social media at Addicted, the number 2, and Avi, A-H-V-I. Bye.
I let it fall. Stand in your arms without falling to listening to YULradio.com.
It's the final countdown. All right. Yeah!
What's up, YULradio.com listeners? It's your boy JJ here. We're running down the sports on the Fan Zone today. Anything news, anything sports talk, we got you covered from the fans' perspective. I don't want that ESPN stuff. I want the fans' perspective coming at you like it is. So here we go. What's up, YULradio.com? It's your boy JJ, and you're now stepping into the fan zone. Oh, and the crowd goes wild. Well, I just want to talk. With basketball season looming right around the corner, I want to give a little Kobe Bryant Black Mamba update for all you fans out there, because he's one of my favorites. So, The guy's been shooting around in practice in the preseason recently. As we all know, Kobe's gone through a lot in his career, came into the league, had some struggles with the sexual charge. He had Shaquille O'Neal and him had a falling out. And, you know, a lot of things have happened to Kobe Bryant, but this is one of the first times he's been real badly injured. So he comes back from the Achilles heel, going to be stronger than ever. He's gotten through everything in his career to this point. So, Joy, I think he'll be fine for the season.
If we say so.
I mean, she thinks she's real, but I guarantee you, Kobe will be ready for the season. He'll probably miss maybe a couple weeks of the regular season, but that's about it. That's the Fan Zone for today, guys. Stay tuned for next week. I'm JJ. I'm out.
Hi, this is Hanan, and I am listening to YULradio.com. Zion the Archangel, and he's always keeping the ladies happy.
They stare at me while I stare at you.
You're listening to the smooth productions of the Archangel of Radio, keeping the ladies happy, baby.
It's true, I crave you. And think before I lose faith.
You are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
Zion.
The Archangel.
Radio.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
His turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Welcome to my chick.
You look how I'm talking about the line.
It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leach. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
WATB 1420 AM, YULRadio.com. It's your boy Zion, Archangel of Radio. I'm joined by the plus size Boosa Joya.
Yeah, yes.
That's First Lady of YUL over there.
First Lady.
Yeah. You feel me?
Can't forget the master of everything sports, JJ.
What's up, what's up?
Yeah. All right, YUL listeners, we got a great treat for you guys today. A couple of weeks ago.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. A couple of weeks ago, we had basically like a cook-off. We wanted to, you know, interview different chefs around the city of Atlanta to see who really throws down in the kitchen. You know, we interviewed a lot of different people, but it seems like the reigning champion is in the building today.
Mm-hmm.
Champ!
Jay Young.
Welcome to the show again.
Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Not a problem. So now we're sitting here stuffed. Thanks to you, Chef. Thanks to you. So please tell our listeners what you brought in for us today.
I will on one condition. You have to admit you have dietitis right now.
I got dietitis.
Nice segue. All right, having said that, today I brought in a red snapper on top of couscous with asparagus. And it was finished with a red wine demi-glace sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I brought in my own personal seafood gumbo recipe. So those are two things I brought in today.
Okay.
Listeners, let me tell you. Man. I ate the red snapper with the couscous. The food's so good, they named it twice. And it was amazing. And
really?
You just said it had a red wine sauce on the top?
Yeah, demi-glace. Yeah.
Man, it hit the point.
Right?
It was awesome.
It was
so good. I'm a big seafood fan and... That's one of my favorite dishes I've ever had, not gonna lie.
Yeah, man, it seems like Chef Jay Young got so much going on right now. What he has coming up is the premiere of his new restaurant that he will be the lead chef on. So,
yes.
You know, everybody in ATL, if you want to get some of this good food we're bragging about, make sure you're in the building.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this restaurant.
All right, the restaurant name is Boogaloo. It's going to be located at 239 Ponce de Leon. I don't own the restaurant. I'm just going to be the executive chef.
No matter where I own it.
But you know, it's not my money with the loan. But I will be the executive chef. I will be consulting that project. And I'm very excited. They have a very good presence on Instagram. You can follow them on Instagram at Boogaloo. It's Boogalou. At Instagram, a lot of good pictures on there. Very excited, and they're slated to open the first week of November.
And you're writing the menu for them, correct?
Correct.
So, what are some items we should expect to see on there?
Well, things tasted today. The red snapper will be on there. the gumbo will be on there. A lot of desserts. A lot of desserts. We got a good feedback on Instagram about different dessert items that we're doing. So it's a little bit of everything, but it's all going to gel together. And it's going to fit the Midtown crowd. So we want the nightlife. We want the business crowd. We want the residents of Midtown. So we want everybody to come in and show love. And, of course, you guys are invited out as well. When we're going to open
this.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there for that opening.
So, because also.
You're tired of seeing me.
Yeah. Damn, Zion again.
So the restaurant, it's a lounge as well, not necessarily a nightclub, but
no, it's not a nightclub at all.
Okay.
We have enough nightclubs in Atlanta.
True.
Yeah, we do.
So let's just clear that. It's a restaurant lounge.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm gonna be there.
Yes. 7 days a week, right?
Seven days a week.
So you guys serving alcohol till like 2 a.m. type lounge, so it's just chill, get some grub. Is the kitchen open until 2 a.m? Or?
It should be open until 2 a.m. You know, during the day, it'll be more your business crowd. You come in and have lunch, you can have meetings there. And then later on, you know, it's a lounge. You get a chance to kick back. We also have happy hour. I'll be doing flatbreads on happy hour from 5 to 7, things of that nature, too. So it's kind of multifaceted.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
So for those who can't get to you at Boogaloo, can they taste your food anywhere else or?
Yes. Sweet George's Jew Joint downtown. You can taste some of my food there. I helped create that menu. If you're ever flying out in the airport, you can eat at Jekyll Island on Concourse F. And my company that I work for, we have restaurants all over the airport. So, you know, you can taste my food in any part of the city now.
Okay. So. That's what I'm talking about.
Widespread.
Big things popping.
Hey, you know, I'm about to put you on the spot right quick, Chef J.
Uh-oh.
Nah, it ain't gonna be like that.
Anytime you gotta make the introduction, it might be like that.
I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? You're in a city like Atlanta, you know, and there's a lot of single women up here, you know, and you being a man that can cook real good, what's your love life like?
Right now, I'm single. I am single.
Not for long cooking like that.
Okay.
Not for long.
For real.
Ladies, not for long.
This is going to sound so cliche, but I'm so focused. I have so many projects that I'm working on. I mean, I do get out. I mean, I am still kind of young.
Yeah.
I do get out, but right now I'm so focused on what I'm doing. I'm not actively dating, but I am single. If I meet the right person, then, you know, that's a whole nother ball game.
Put it out there, bro. What's the right?
Who are you looking for? Did your girlfriend need to cook?
Okay.
Like, you want to outcook her? Oh.
Got him.
Let me say this. Since we're all family, I feel like every woman should at least know how to cook. You don't have to cook every single day, but I think every woman should know how to cook because the quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Exactly.
Hey.
So.
He said.
I'm speechless after that quote.
It's the reality.
I mean, really. You fill me up at night.
Exactly. You can get whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Another idea I came up with. After I tasted your meal, it was so good. I was thinking, we need to be best friends.
We need to be best friends.
And I'm going to tell you
what. Zion is doing.
No, listen. It's a method to my madness. Like, holidays, Valentine's Day, brothers, you need to have a chef on speed dial.
Come up to the crib, cook for your girl.
My best friend.
Put on a good little laser show.
Exactly.
I'm too through. That is
and everybody who's listening, he manages my Christian Mingle account as well. So.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. So if a woman asks you to make a sexy dish, like what would it be?
I always air towards desserts because you can't go wrong with desserts. So
yeah,
chocolate covered strawberries, and I would do like a rum chocolate sauce on the strawberries, just something outside the box. I always go kind of in that direction towards desserts when a woman asks me that. Because usually, you know, women, y'all want to eat light. Y'all don't want a big heavy steak.
You can't be sitting in front of y'all going crazy, going ham, taking
steak, potatoes, filet mignon.
Right, we can't do y'all like that. That's
a nice delicate salad or dessert. You want something like that. So that's usually I always go in that direction.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I like that. That's what I'm talking about.
So you also have a Young Urban League of Atlanta, Young Professional Silent Auction.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're giving away photography, Nike shoes, iPads, wine, skincare, just a bunch of stuff. Tell our listeners a little bit about that event.
Right, that event was actually last night. It's through the Young Urban League. What's going on is they're doing Dream Catchers. Now, Dream Catchers recognizes outstanding high school graduates and honors individuals and organizations in the Greater Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're bringing young kids in the 11th and 12th grade who, you know, have promise and we want to get them while they're young, because a lot of kids don't have that guidance, they don't have the structure, either they're in single parent homes or they just don't have the proper supervision or proper direction that they need. So we thought, well, those guys thought it'd be a good idea to do that, and then my contribution was a silent auction, and the winner receive my services as a personal chef for the day.
Wow.
Pretty That's good.
Not right.
Pretty good winnings right there.
Wait, are you trying to bid on me?
Yes, I believe she is.
Okay, you know what? I'm too
thrilled. Wow.
What's your opening bit, Joy? This is what he's trying to ask.
Y'all is crazy. You know what?
But there's another one. There's another one coming up.
How often are they going to be done?
Well, this event is once a year.
Okay.
But as the demand comes, you know, we always reevaluate.
Gotcha. All right, because that sounds like something like really interesting that we should get, you know, become a part of.
It's a community event. It's right, very good right. one too.
Right.
And I'm sure YUL would definitely love to reach out and, you know, help in any kind of way that we can help.
Yeah, and I can definitely pass on the information. I think it'd be very interesting to work with you guys as well.
Oh yeah, you got our full support, bro. Like
the way yeah, you cook. Yeah, we got you back.
The way you cook.
The way you cook, bro.
Ooh, Zion ain't right.
I'm talking about even if you got beef in Atlanta. Me and JJ are there with baseball bats and everything.
Yeah,
like, y'all rolling, y'all riding.
Yeah, yo, okay.
What?
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
So all you other chefs out there,
ooh.
Chef Jayon is the king.
King. He's the LeBron James of chefs.
Exactly.
Ooh, yes.
No, but seriously though, if they want a challenge, they can come to the studio.
Now, how do you know he want a
bring
challenge?
They best dish.
But how do you know he want a
we
challenge?
We gonna judge it.
No, we gonna judge it.
Oh.
We're
gonna my keep stomach's it gonna judge it.
Yeah.
And my taste buds. Because
right now we done had like 6, 7, or 8, and Chef Jayon took the cake.
Champion.
Tiger. Let's see Jerry Springer come on in a second.
Man.
Jerry.
Chair is flying.
Your chef beat my chef up last night on Jerry crazy. Springer.
That is hilarious.
Give our fans out there, our listeners, your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook again so they can follow you. And
your recipe cookbook, all that.
You know. Yep.
I'm actually working on a cookbook that should be out by next summer, actually. But in light of that, my Instagram is my main vehicle. It's at Chef Jayon.
That's my main vehicle, too.
You spell my name Jaaion. So that's my main vehicle. You can follow me on Twitter at the same handle, but Instagram gives you the full ambiance of what it is I do.
Because
we eat with our eyes, so I think Instagram is the perfect vehicle.
Absolutely.
I like that. Eat with our eyes.
The last time we were talking about food porn with you, right?
Did right,
we?
Right.
Because I'm following him on Twitter, and I just be getting hungry all day long. Like.
Yeah, so listeners, go follow him. Check out his food. Go check out the restaurant. He's doing big things. Chef Jayon, guys, for YULradio.com. I'm JJ. It's Joya, hey, Zion, Chef. The Archangel. We're out.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
It's your girl, the plus size boo, Sajoya, here with loose lips and fashion tips given into you raw and uncut. Check me out, whyyouareradio.com. Yeah.
Nails done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
We run this mother.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, the plus size boo, and you know what time it is. It is Loose Lips with Fashion Tips on YULradio.com, and of course, I'm here with my boy, JJ.
What's up, Miss First Lady?
Oh, not much. Chilling. Just, you know, getting this gossip out. You know how I do. No, I'm just playing.
Gossip.
All right, so this week on Loose Lips with Fashion Tips, we are talking about Timberland's wife, Miss Monique Mosley, filing for divorce. And she is not only demanding that he foot the bill for the kid that they shared, but she wants him to pay for the kid that he did not father.
That's crazy to me, but...
It is, but she says that although she and Timberland have been married for 5 years, they've been a couple for twice that time. In addition to their 5-year-old daughter, Monique has a 10-year-old from another relationship, and she says Timberland is a daddy by default since he publicly and privately proclaims this child as his own. So she's not playing, which I don't blame her, but that's not all. Monique wants alimony, life insurance, private school, vacation, summer camp, and other expenses. And for alimony, she says she wants money while the divorce proceedings are pending. She wants a lump sum, and she wants her permanent alimony.
So basically, she just demanded her ransom for
divorce. Oh, she ain't playing. They say that Timberland is worth about 80 mil, and so she wants him to even foot the lawyer's bill for her divorce.
Gee,
Jeez, this girl wants it all.
Right? On to another divorce, unfortunately. Master P's wife, she filed for divorce.
Divorce month, I guess.
Right? So his wife, Sonia Miller, she's filed for divorce. She has filed for it in which she seeks to end their 24-year marriage. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, I know. And I mean, because at some point, heart attack playing in the background, talking about divorce.
At some point, you would think to just deal with a person, right? I mean, 24 years, I mean, I might as well just sit down with you.
Like, I mean, you only got like 13 more decent years left. If you
at the end of the day. So basically, she filed just stating, you know, irreconcilable differences. So they have 4 minor children together in which she wants full custody, and she's only asking for spousal support. So
that's good. She's not going after them.
I mean, hopefully they end everything on a good note. So on to fashion, ladies. You must check out Takati. It's a clothing line created by 2 sisters out of New York, and they specialize in shredded everything. And when I tell you their clothes are hot, like, it's so dope to see. It's like real thin t-shirts. Well, not t-shirts. Well, no, yeah, actually t-shirts.
Is it sexy?
But they make it is. It's very sexy, and they make it into dresses, skirts, scarves. They shred everything, and it's by hand. So you have to check them out. And of course, they represent for the plus size booths. So you know, y'all always gotta get on that. Y'all gotta get on that. So be sure to go follow them, shoptokatie.com or on Instagram at shoptokatie. And these ladies, they're not playing. They're doing their 1-2 thing. So get on that. So there you have it. It's your girl, Sajoy, the plus size boo. I am tuning out on Loose Lips with Fashion Tips. Until next week on YULradio.com.
Holla!
The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
Let it hit 'em.
Greater. You dig it?
Frequencies flowing through all sorts of devices. Strokes will flow about the lives of the lifeless. No advisory stickers, cause this here is priceless. From which phone is the best to whose flow is the nicest. The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
The FCC's not ready for me. No more hiding behind the lies. I'm here to speak the unspoken truths. The revolution will be televised. Apathetic and unapologetic, the revolution will be televised. From flea market bootlegs to NASA technology, the revolution will be televised. Covering hot topics from the hood to top pop shit, the revolution will be televised.
Yeah,
you dig it, diggers.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
The revolution will be televised.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, right now we are live in studio with the Atlanta Roller Girls. Give it up right now for my main girl, Elbow,
hey,
Kate Ashbury, and Agent Mulder. How are you?
We're doing great.
Are you doing great?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay. Don't start, Hayden. You already went into the NPR. For those that don't know, we were cutting up before this segment even started. And you want to pull this prank early, Hayden?
No, I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to do it?
No, I'll be good.
Okay. No, don't be good!
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about that individually, right? You're obviously telling us that you're competitive, right, Hayden?
Oh, yeah.
So where did this nature start from? Because you just didn't get into the world of being a skater and decide, hey, now I want to be competitive. When did this competitive nature start?
I think I've always been competitive. And I have to say, of the derby people that I know, they are some of the most competitive people I have ever known in my life.
Okay.
And a lot of us have come from different sporting backgrounds.
Okay.
Mine was running, so it was kind of more self-competitive.
Yeah.
But derby really brings it out. It's a tough sport.
Mulder, tell me, what competitive? What did you play before you got into it?
I played soccer.
Okay.
I used to get a lot of red cards in soccer. So
what position did you play?
Defense.
You were on defense. Okay.
Primarily defender. Nice. I have a twin brother, so that's where my competitiveness
always competing
started.
With.
Okay. So did you wrap the umbilical cord around his neck to try to get out first? Like, how did this?
He beat me out, but I've been trying to catch
you
up.
Wow. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Still to this day.
I have Napoleon complex. Is where I'm at with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Come to terms.
Where did it start with you at?
You know, I'm kind of different than both of these people. I came from a dance and theater background.
Woo! Yeah. Theater, yes.
So I never did any competitive sports, and then I started roller derby, and it was when I started back in 2005, it was a different game. I retired for a little bit, and I came back when I saw the championship games that were being played here in Atlanta, and I was like, that is the level of competition that I want to be skating at.
Absolutely.
And so it just inspired me to get in touch with my competitive side.
Aside from the competitive nature, we have to talk about the athletic angle, because I think people think that it's just, oh, they're just riding around
on their skates in a circle, but they have no idea the level of athleticism that it takes to become a skater. Talk to me individually about your personal training regimen that you do mentally, physically, you know, and maybe even spiritually to get in tune with who you are athletically in the sport.
We offer about 10 hours of league practice a week. And okay. On top of that, people have home team and travel team requirements.
Okay.
So and skaters are skating anywhere from probably an average of 6 to 12 hours a week. And that's mm-hmm. just skating. There's cross training outside of it. Used to be you could kind of just show up and skate and that would be enough. But now there's cross training outside of it. And my cross training changes depending on what part of the season I'm in. If it's preseason or off season, I spend a lot more time building muscle and working on my core strength.
Okay.
And then on season, I do a lot of work in preventing injury. So a lot of kind of knee cross training,
yeah.
stability exercises, shoulder stability exercises, and then just kind of maintaining,
wow.
working on quickness. So okay. it does change, but I mean, I think I probably spend about an average of 12 hours a week working out, not all of it skating.
Okay.
It takes a lot of endurance and a lot of strength. So before I came to skating, I ran marathons. So I thought,
you're
on wheels. How hard can it be? But it is really very difficult. And when you derby skate, you have to be in a derby position, so kind of low.
Low.
Mm-hmm. Knees bent, so that you're more stable and you can take hits.
Right. And Mulder just said that about the core mm-hmm. and the stability. Absolutely.
And that is really huge. So when people are getting into derby, it takes a lot of time to build up those muscles, that strength and the endurance. And then learning about the game too. There are levels of strategy that I feel like it took me 2 or 3 years to really figure out how to play.
And I feel like every year, at least for me, the game has gotten slower, but it slows down kind of Matrix style, and you can see a couple moves ahead. Mm-hmm. So every year there's kind of something else to learn, and you know, it's just because you can get into the game a little more.
Okay. Yeah.
So what are some type of training exercises that you do for like flexibility and to like work on your speed, stuff like that to better your game?
I actually do a lot of yoga because, and I'm not talking about the like super relaxation type of yoga, I'm talking about power yoga.
Power.
Where you open up your joints and you stretch your hips, you stretch your back, and you work a lot of core strength. So a lot of planking, a lot of push-ups, a lot of lunges, side lunges, a lot of side lunges. I had a couple of injuries, a knee injury and a hip injury, that keep aggravating each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so my PT is just a lot of side lunges. So I do a lot of those.
Yeah.
They're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Since you guys are a full contact sport, do you guys go along the like lines of the NFL? Like you guys are trying to watch how you guys hit each other? Or is it more go all out, knock them out? Or is this...
I think that's one of the changes you've seen in the sport since L started.
Yeah.
You know, early on, it was just kind of a free-for-all. Display the biggest hit you can.
If you can hit someone, hit them. And now it's like, if you can hit them, if you can get away with not hitting them and still like having the same outcome, like don't hit them because that's going to take you away from your team and take you away from your wall.
I would say now we have a lot of things in our toolbox so we can lay those big hits when we need them. But the game's really changed where it's all about teamwork now. So you're working together with the blockers are working together with three other players to hold back the jammer. And sometimes that involves hitting her, sometimes it involves pushing her out. But you're working together always. There's not a big individual hit. And the jammers have all gotten better, so you're less likely to be able to land that huge devastating hit without the help of your blockers.
Oh, and case in point, Wednesday night I was trying to get that big devastating hit on the blocker. I ended up taking myself out and may have gotten a concussion. We don't know yet, though.
That happens. Speaking of teamwork, let's take a break right now because we got to make these bills work. You know what I mean? We are YULRadio.com. Stay tuned. Atlanta Roller Girls in-house.
Hey everybody, this is Janelle, Get Bodied by Jay, and when I'm not in the gym working out, I am listening to YUL Radio with Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He is definitely keeping the ladies happy.
You don't have to worry about nothing. We got the fire, and we burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up. Like we're the stars of the human race. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky.
We can light it up, up, up. So thick, I'll put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So thick, I'll put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So thick, I'll put it out, out, out. We can light it up, up, up. So thick, I'll put it out, out, out. When the lights turn it down, they don't know what they heard. Something much bigger. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Shut the match, burn it down. Giving love to the world. With the lights in our hands, shining up to the sky. 'Cause we got the fire, fire, fire.
You're listening to YULRadio.com.
We're YULRadio.com, and we're in the studio right now with the Atlanta Roller Girls. How you doing, ladies?
Pretty awesome. Great.
Speaking of the changes, we've talked before the break about the changes that have happened. I'm not familiar, you know, I've been watching the sport live in the Midwest, so all the changes nationwide that happened, so... Are they, or is it like a regional?
Essentially, there is an organization called the WFTDA. It's
right.
The Women's Flat Track Derby Association.
Right.
And so they do governing of women's flat track roller derby rules. They're the largest organization in the world of its type.
Okay.
There are several other organizations, but the WFTDA is where you want to be. That's the competitive level that you want to be at.
You know, we work really hard to make sure that fans know what's going on during the games. We have Ask Me Girls that walk around, and they'll sit with you and explain the rules. And any of our skaters that aren't skating will also put themselves throughout the audience.
That's a great
and
idea.
Talk you through. Because it's not a completely mainstream sport yet. So there are kind of nuances.
Right.
But you can still go and have a good time. And I'd suggest going to both games, because once you've seen one, the second one you're in, you know what's going on.
Absolutely.
I've been reading up. You guys are, what, seventh in the world right now?
Yes, we are.
The All-Star team?
Yes, we are.
So elaborate on that. How did you guys get to the seventh ranking? Like, what do you guys have to do? You have to...
A lot of work.
I mean, a lot of W's, right?
Yeah, a lot of W's. We also had a lot of great things happen for our league in the past couple years. We got our own practice space, which means a lot more time. It means practicing on a floor that's more like our competition environment. I think that helped a lot. We also got some key transfers to our league. Which helped our all-star roster and also focus our training program. And, you know, we have a lot of girls involved in the league, and I think when you get to the point of having a large league, it just, you have people to pull from constantly.
Who are the three teams, if you could play, outside of your region, that you would love to play?
Oh, a lot of
give me,
to play.
Who would you guys, who's
yeah.
the
well,
dream
on the
match?
All-star team. Yeah.
Ellen or not.
And I think you guys just did a bucket list crossed something off when you played Gotham.
Yes, we just played Gotham, which is every little derby girl's dream.
Yeah,
growing up is to play Gotham. I would really love to play Denver.
Okay.
I love their style of play. And a lot of those girls come from a real athletic skiing background, and
that makes sense.
So individually, their skills are technically excellent, and then their teamwork is nice. So I really admire their style of play
a
lot.
Okay, so Denver.
I would love to play London. It's been really exciting to see derby grow internationally. The division playoff that we're going to actually has a team from Australia that qualified, so that's fantastic. And then kind of the leaders in Europe that have been raising the bar is London, so I would love to play them. And they're really, really nice girls.
Who else is... Are you just the only one, Mulder, that's on the All-Star team?
We have three IL teams. I'm on the All-Stars.
Okay, you're on the All-Stars. Okay, and
I'm on the B team.
You're on the B team. Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the Jukes of Hazzard. We are a sassy pickup team. We'll play anybody anytime.
A sassy pickup team. I like that.
Okay, so that was London, Denver, and
Gotham. You've
so you've had Gotham. You ruined that off.
Do you guys have one that you would like to see?
Yeah,
play?
Like I mean,
I would.
Who would you
Montreal.
Like to play?
Yes,
Montreal. Yeah. They are the unicorn magic of roller derby.
They are
amazing.
Those Canadians, huh?
Yeah. And they have that wonderful announcer.
Oh, yeah, Plastic Patrick. Yeah, oh, he's love him. Yeah.
So is that a nickname for their announcer?
No, you have to tell them the name of their travel team. Do you know it?
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, okay. So they're the New Skids on the Block.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Not only are their jerseys in neon colors, but they wear really fancy pants.
Very fancy.
Like splatter neon. Yeah. And crazy
the new
stripes. And
Skids on the Block. Yes. Hashtag that. Hashtag it.
And they,
I think they're ranked number 8 right now in the world, right under us.
So they're behind you.
Should be playing. Should be playing them. Make it happen, guys.
Well, one of the really great things, I'm going to piggyback off what you said about roller derby, is that if you skate for a smaller league and you're really talented, you can move to a big city and skate at a higher level.
Wow.
It's
I didn't
not
know that.
Like that in amateur sports for women anywhere else. If I'm not happy with my rec soccer experience, it's not right. like I can just move somewhere and get this really higher level of play. So we're really fortunate in Atlanta in that we're kind of, we're there's not a lot around us as far as really competitive derby goes.
Yeah.
So we tend to pull in skaters as far as like an hour to 2 hours away to skate with smaller leagues. So we're able to concentrate the talent.
So how long has the sport of roller derby been around?
Forever.
I think it's been around since the 1930s, but it has, really? But it has evolved. And so
1930s.
Yeah, and in the 1930s, it just started as racing, like this marathon race. On skates, and that's all. I mean,
it was co-ed.
Yeah,
it was
co-ed. Yeah, it was I thought you guys were going to say like 1995 or something.
No,
really. Oh, no, haven't you know from the 70s? And have you seen the movie with Raquel Welch?
I'm too young.
Back in the day, in the 30s, they found that the crowd would get really excited when people crashed into each other. So that was
kind of, like, let's
that was kind
more
of
that.
A germ of an idea
for
the sport of modern roller derby.
Ooh, a crash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's interesting. Let's make that a sport.
Hey, yeah, son, let's get a crash into this one. Really get some tickets. Sold.
This just ended today. You know, you got to have that 1930s voice. Okay, one thing that people want to know. I know I want to know. People around here will talk about it. How do you come up with the names? These names are iconic. Like, you guys are really known for your names. You know what I mean? So, like, how do you come up with them? They're just so kitsch and so fun. How does one create a roller derby name?
I think that I have a different perspective on it than some of the skaters who started after me. Because there were only 6 leagues in the country when I started skating. Okay. Like, you could choose whatever name you wanted. and somebody, one of our first coaches, I was trying to think of a name, and I was coming up with all this really stupid stuff, and he said, you know what? Nobody's taken the name Elbow. And I was like, well, I just have. So thank you for that. and so the thing is, you can't have the same name as somebody else.
Right.
So I think it's gotten a lot harder, and you guys can speak to this a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotten a lot harder to come up with a really great name.
I thought of a lot of names before I found one that I could use. Because there's an international registry, so there are no duplications.
Oh, really?
They're all unique, which is important because you spend a lot of time coming up with your name.
I mean, so, that's like your identity.
Yeah. So for a lot of us, it's something that means something to us personally. So mine is Haight Ashbury because I'm a U.S. historian, and I teach U.S. history, and I teach a class on the 60s, and I wanted something 60s.
Absolutely.
But it has to sound a little bit mean. So if people don't get the pun, it has to sound mean.
Yeah. And I got it. I got both of
you
them.
You did.
I did.
Yeah.
And I thought 60s, you know, and I just started singing in my head, All the leaves are brown.
All the leaves are brown.
And the sky is gray.
All the leaves are brown.
There you go. We just got really nerdy for a second there. Mamas and the Papas. Shout out to Mama Cass and the rumor about choking on a ham sandwich, and that's how she died, asphyxiating on a... Again with my random trivia. I don't care.
I just read about that.
You just read about it?
My dad would tell anytime a Mamas and Papas song would come on the radio, my dad would be like, you know, she died from choking on a ham sandwich. And he was really upset about it. I don't know why.
He was, because she had a great voice.
Yeah.
She did. Great voice. Oh, I digress. Tell me about your name, real quick. Agent Mulder.
Sure. I'm a huge X-Files fan.
Yep.
I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of TV growing up.
Okay.
I was allowed to watch The X-Files because my mom liked it. We could watch Star Trek and we could watch The X-Files.
Yes.
And it would come on right after church. So I'd like, we lived literally next door to the church. So I'd like run home after church and like watch The X-Files. And it was like my escape. I loved it. And so, and I just have so many great memories of like watching it with my family.
Absolutely.
And So there wasn't a great pun for Scully, so I came up with this, and then I didn't tell anybody until I, like, made a team, because I was like, someone's going to steal it. and luckily nobody stole it, and I love my name. I've been to X-Files conventions. I've got signed stuff. It's
awesome. So real quick, before we get out of here, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, where can we find you all?
For the Atlanta Roller Girls, we're on Twitter.
If you go to our website, AtlantaRollerGirls.com, there'll be links to the Twitter, yeah, and the Facebook, and all that stuff.
And you can hashtag ARG and the ATL.
What?
That's our hashtag.
That's the official hashtag.
Yeah.
ARG and the ATL.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming into the studio right now. Give them a round of applause.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you so much.
Very informative. Hey, Ashbury and Elbow. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, this is whyyouwellradio.com. Check us out, WATB 1420 AM, Atlanta, Georgia. We are out.
Hey, hey, it's Miss Nisei with Love 24/7, the movement. Not talking about the booed up love, but the power of love. Stay tuned so I can tell you all about it.
Hey, it's Miss Nisei, bringing your Love 24/7 movement of the day. I come to encourage you, as I stand in need of encouragement myself. Because I tell you, this thing called life can be a bit of a drag at times, and quite overwhelming at others. However, as I find myself falling deeper into a valley, I hear the Lord's confirmation that this too shall pass. He reminds me to look back and reflect on all of my past obstacles that appear to be giants. They're only memories now of how He delivered me from them all. Can we say encore, God? And yes, the same Lord then is just as great now, if not greater, when allowed to work through us. The whole battle is really not how or when will He work it out, but will we trust that it has already been worked out in our favor and continue to walk in His confidence with love towards others in the midst of it, as to be a witness of its greatness. The scripture reference that confirms this message is Luke chapter 12, verse 6 through 7, and Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, which basically states that sparrows are worth less than a penny, and He well watches over them. Us being much more valuable to Him should have no worries, because He knows even every hair on our head. With that said, be blessed, y'all. Signing out till next time. This is Miss Nisi, WATB 1420 AM and YULradio.com.
Hello, and I'm hanging out with Zion the Archangel on YULradio.com. He's definitely keeping the ladies happy.
You are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
Bang, bang, I'm calling your name. You're like a fire the world can't tame. I wanna ride till the stars come out and play. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Tonight. night, it's me and you alone. I'll take a call, won't even write a song. This will be a personal holiday. Listen, babe, when you're down and it's hard and you feel like you've given your all, baby, my love is always right here for you.
It's your girl Ashan T, and you are tuned into The Morning Show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love The Morning Show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
Morrison, and when I'm not out there modeling, I tune into the Archangel of Radio. He's keeping the ladies happy.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.